Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I'm told there'd be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
What up, Webb? I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. I want to welcome everybody. This is Wager Maker Podcast number 35. We got tons of stuff going on today. People were asking, what's going to happen when the Super Bowl is over. You got through a football season. That doesn't stop, man. We got college basketball. We got NBA hoops. We got NHL. We got all kinds of stuff. Major League Baseball, pitchers and catchers reporting. In about a week, we can talk about that. XFL is starting up in a little bit. That's something going to be new. We're going to play around with that a little bit. Lots of big stars in that. Should be entertaining to watch. And hey, if the sports books are taking money on it, we're going to talk about it.
We killed the Aussie Open, Smith. We were hot. I think we had one blip in the Aussie Open. We got plenty of tennis. We got MMA, horses. We got everything.
Yeah, we got Scott Wheatley doing his weekly little blog for us. I've been posting on Facebook. He had a bunch of winners this past weekend as we heat up heading towards Kentucky Derby time and qualifying and all that. Weber's been hitting the tennis at the Aussie Open.
Killing it,
baby. I
don't
know. The forest fires over there and the bad air. I don't know. Webb's on to something over there.
That's right. From down under.
Right. He's been getting the inside tips from the koala bears and the kangaroos or something.
So Crocodile Dundee is whispering in my ear from down under.
All right, Webb. So this is podcast number 35. This is a little tougher number to pick a winner. Who you got for number 35?
I got Ricky Henderson. I thought was a good one, and then KD, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, for sure, Kevin Durant. I think even if you go over to the NHL, I think Tony Esposito. You guys up in New York?
Old school, know old about school Ranger. One. Yeah.
So I picked that one out. I didn't really pick that out. I kind of been looking up. I thought 35 was a tough number. I feel like that running back for the Chicago Bears for a while was number 35. Is that Neil Anderson or something like that? I don't know, but I could be wrong. I didn't know Ricky Henderson was number 35.
I think so. And KD Depp. I don't know if KD's still wearing 35, but he definitely did.
He was definitely listed as the number 35 of choice on this this thing I'm looking at. But Ricky Henderson, like I said, I didn't know that was number 35. But all right, so we'll go with KD.
Sure. Right, that's fair enough.
All right, so Webb, Super Bowl Sunday, everybody out there, you're welcome.
There you go.
We're here for you. We had the Kansas City Chiefs as our number one play, Super Bowl once again. Like I said, we're big game players. We had LSU in the national championship. We had Kansas City. I told you, laid a house on it. Look, I put a big one on it, but it was a little nerve wracking there for a while. It was still 10 minutes left in the game, and I was still pretty nervous about it.
And no free lunch, Schmidt. That's all right. We earned it. And then, they all look like line drives in a box score. You wake up the next morning, and that easy win. Never in doubt.
That's right. When it was all said and done, it's like, why was I even worried?
Right.
It went exactly like we went. We're like, man, San Francisco's better. They might be better all around the ball. But eventually, teams are going to settle down and the quarterbacks are going to have to make some plays. And when that happened, finally, Mahomes got it going and, Jimmy G couldn't do anything in the end.
We did have it handicapped pretty well. We said they wouldn't panic, which they didn't. They said they could probably be getting kind of beat a little bit and they were never going to be out of it, which kind of did happen. And they were never out of it. Their defense gave up some plays, but like we said, we bet on the best player and he made the plays when he needed to. It was interesting though. Andy Reid kind of helped us out. He was pretty aggressive there. I think that obviously it worked out in his favor, which I think were good calls, but a little aggressive and not running the ball and going for it on fourth. So.
Right. And, I kind of mentioned, in last week's show that Kansas City's defense was a little bit underrated. Not the same Kansas City defense we're used to seeing that couldn't stop anybody. The biggest thing that happened, I think, in that game in the fourth quarter was Kansas City's defense finally got some stops and they were able to keep giving the ball back to Mahomes. Like when Mahomes threw that second interception, it got tipped around. He kind of threw it behind Hill a little bit and it got tipped around. They were going in for the score. I thought they were kind of getting rolling. He threw another interception. I believe that was like 10, 11 minutes left in the game. They were still down by two scores going in. I was like, oh, man, this really might be it at this point, after that one. But I think Kansas City's defense held a couple three and outs there in the fourth quarter and really shut the door. You knew if they just kept getting the ball to Mahomes, just keep giving it back to him, eventually he's going to get something to happen. Man, they waited an awful long time, but finally got something to happen.
They sure did. Yeah, Chris Jones, I think, stepped up. He had a couple, you know, blocks or deflections, whatever you want to call it, batted passes. But I do think, I don't know what's going on with Schottenheimer. He did, not Schottenheimer, Shanahan. Yeah, he did great, and he did dial up that play. He did great to get there to dial up that play on third down where, if Garoppolo would have hit Sanders, that would have been ball game.
Yep.
But he just seems to, I don't know, he goes away from what got him there. I don't know what happened. Like you said, I think it was Kansas City's D certainly played better, but Shanahan and Garoppolo, I think, both had a hand to play in them, that defense playing a little bit better. I think they could have handled it better. He definitely could have done something there at the end of the first half. I don't know why he didn't call a timeout, and then he throws the pass to Kittle. So I'm not sure why he would do that. If he's going to run the clock, just run the ball and let it run out. I wasn't sure what he was doing there. And that seemed to be a huge missed opportunity, especially when Sabre getting the ball to start the second half. I understand they don't want to give the ball back to Mahomes there at the end of the half, but man, they were pulling like 8-9 yards of play there, running the ball. So they were running the ball even more effectively than throwing the ball. So I don't know what they were doing there. I thought that was a mistake. And then there, like I said, at the end of the third, into the fourth, they kind of misplayed it there a little bit too.
Right. I think, you know, it was a way worse situation last year with the New England and, Atlanta debacle. But there was certainly a couple things. I'm sure he looks back on this past week and goes, man, there was a couple things I could have done different down a stretch to kind of keep the ball. And you just in these games like this, you just got to stay. But then here you go. Right. So you like, oh, man, sometimes you get too conservative, but you got to stay aggressive. Well, that's what he's been hearing about for a whole year now about how he lost the Super Bowl because he kept throwing the ball with Atlanta over there instead of running the ball. So it's tough, man. It's a tough situation. But twice now he's come out on the short end of the stick and had
right.
a solid
but
lead.
You gotta learn at some
man,
point.
You don't. It's not every day you get 10, you know, multiple score leads in Super Bowls and have a chance to piss it away there in the end.
Right. You thought, you know, he's gonna learn one of these days. Well, how many more times he gonna be up two scores with 20 minutes to go in the Super Bowl? I mean, you know, it's so.
Right.
I get it. Like I said, he did dial up that play. Emmanuel Sanders was wide open, and Garoppolo missed him by a good 3 yards on that. I mean, and touchdown there, that might have ended.
That would have been it. That was the jugular. When he threw it up. And I saw Emmanuel Sanders was behind him, it was like, oh, shit, this is it. Our day's over. And when it landed, I'm like, oh, man, we got a chance. That was a third down play, I'm pretty sure.
It was. Yep, it was a big one, too. And Garoppolo missed a couple third downs there. But that was, I mean, I'll give, that was a great play call because it was kind of double teamed there and he split him. And, right. you know, again, he was just running by himself.
There was some plays down the stretch where Garoppolo had people hanging all over him. But that play was clean. The play was there. He just kind of missed him, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's one. I mean, he's losing some sleep over that one, I'm sure.
Right. So, all right. So we said that was our big play. Obviously that we told people lay it on the line. I've been hearing from people, even Colin Long, I heard from Brad Bohannon. He was kind of hoping that we would lose just so he could give me shit. I'm going to see him in Las Vegas in a few weeks. So, don't worry, Colin. I'm going to make you money, out in Las Vegas in a few weeks. You can follow me along and, I'm right there with you. I want to let everybody know too. Feel free to, email us, send us messages, whatever. Look, if you're winning or if you're losing, give us the shit. If we're losing money for you, let us have it. I mean, we want to hear it. We'll read your messages online here. We'll even have you on. If you think we suck, come on, bring it. But I mean, you can't argue with the big game player right now. I mean, we're hitting the big games for you. You got Kansas City, LSU. We had both of the playoff games in college. We got March Madness coming up soon. It's already February. We're turning the calendar. Let's look back. You know, we had Sasha, the psychic, was on last week, so she helped us out with a bunch of the prop bets and everything. It was an entertaining Super Bowl for sure. So we started out. Web. We had the first one was the Demi Lovato over 2 minutes, basically. National anthem. So the first thing was Demi Lovato ripped up the national anthem and knocked out a world record. Quick pace of a national anthem.
You bet. Even my kids were like, "Oh, we're done," because she was running through it. That wasn't even close. I didn't even need to clock it. I was like, "Oh, forget it."
Right. They got to the and the Rockets red glare, and I looked at my stop. I had a stopwatch going. I looked at the stopwatch. It's like, "Oh shit, we are screwed on this."
Yeah, I shut it off. Yeah, halfway through. I mean, even like I said, the kids were like, "Forget it." I'm like, "Yeah, it's just ain't happening."
Right. Literally have my stopwatch out for the national anthem. So I don't know how patriotic that is, but you got to do what you got to do when the money's on the line.
But then, man, I had mine out. Yep.
But then Sasha came through. She had Tails for the coin toss. It came out Tails. She had San Francisco to win the coin toss. They won the coin toss and deferred. So then she was 2-1 at that point. She did say Kansas City was going to win the game. So I think she did a pretty good job. But all in all, she was wrong. I will say this right now. She was wrong on the Gatorade. She had the lemon, green, and yellow. And I let you know, I let everybody know last week, and people have been on Facebook about this, that Sharon, she saw orange. She saw orange on the Gatorade, and sure enough, the Gatorade shower was orange.
And now she's seeing green.
Yeah, I had $100 on it for Sharon. She was at plus 550, so she won $550 on the orange Gatorade. So that was a lot of fun. Go. Yeah, so she's
making it rain. Yeah, she's red hot.
Yep. So we had a couple other prop bets that we kind of talked about would be decent plays. I mean, I talked about like a crazy one, maybe like the Honey Badger as a MVP and stuff like that. But I did win a few of them, Webb. I had
yeah, we did okay. Yeah,
I had that one I talked about where the first touchdown would be a jersey number of 26.5 or under, and sure enough, Mahomes.
That made sense too.
We actually counted players and looked at their player numbers and everything, and Mahomes ended up with the first touchdown, and we got that as a winner. Funny thing was, Sasha, the psychic, said that she saw number 34 kind of doing something bad. She didn't know if he was injured. It's just something bad. But the play right before Mahomes ran in for the touchdown, they had the ball like inside the one, and they tried to pump it in with their running back number 34, and he got stuffed. And that allowed us to get the Mahomes run on the next one. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if one thing has anything to do with the other, but when you got the psychic, you're searching for the crystal ball. Also, I had the number of players for San Francisco to have a rushing attempt was under 5, I took, and 4 different players. I guess Garoppolo had one, obviously Debo Samuel, and then Coleman and Mostart. So there were 4, but nobody else had had rushes. So I thought that was pretty good. So, and I think I did have a couple losers. I had over on the longest touchdown was 46.5. That was a loser. And I think there's another one here somewhere that I said the MVPs. I had a couple kind of outside shots at MVP ones that I lost.
Yeah, so. I mean I had a couple that hit first score. Other than a touchdown, I had that paid pretty well. I did that based on our box pool. We had 0-6, so I wanted that kind of hedge there. I hit that one that paid nice. I had the over. What was it? 10.5 or whatever it was for the Niners in the second half. I lost that one. I had, and then I had another one that pushed. Oh, touchdown passes for, Mahomes was 2, with some heavy juice on it. So we pushed on that one. And then I did hit the MVP. I did have, Mahomes, which was easy. I mean, I picked both quarterbacks, honestly, but Mahomes is like -135. So that was kind of easy, but I did break even. I did start off. Yeah. We had the same things with the anthem and the, coin flip and the Niners and stuff. So that all worked out well. It did lose on the over. I thought that was going to come in, but like I said, we did, it was definitely a profitable day. Just based on the, like we said, right? Smacked the Chiefs. So
yep. Dig it. So interesting too. I saw, I don't know if anybody was on this, but I think the over under for Mahomes in rushing yards was anywhere between 29.5 and 33.5. Depending on who you had, right? So at one point, right towards the end of the game, he had 44 rushing yards. Over the number. And on the last 3 plays of the game, he took knees for -5, -3, and -7 yards that knocked him down to 29. Man, that would have been tough. Yeah. You had the winner, and then they go back. And usually, you know, you think, all right, well, cool, he'll take a knee, maybe lose 2 yards play, you know, but he went back 15 yards between the 3 plays.
Too much time left. That's what it was. He had to kill the time, so he had to run around a little bit. Yeah, I saw that too. That's a tough one.
So, and then, Webb, you sent me this thing about this Fox 6 crazy pool that you had to answer all kinds of questions for and stuff like that, Fox Sports 6. And
Terry Bradshaw's money or something. Yeah, you picked 6 sports.
Yeah, well, I got 5 out of 6 right. Did you see this? I came out 20th.
Yeah, that was crazy.
20th out of 554,000 people on these 6 questions. Unbelievable. Yeah. Only you had to get them all right to get money. I think, and I added it up. So if there was 19 people with the $250,000, it would have been like $14,000 a piece or something. And the questions were kind of out there. Who will catch or rush for the first touchdown of the game? And it had a list of a whole bunch of players, and I took any other player and got it. The next one was, how many sacks will the 49ers have in the first half? I picked one. It had anywhere from 0 to 5. That was correct. And who will have the most total rushing receiving yards in the first half? They'd hope 5 or 6 players. I picked Deebo Samuel, and that was correct. Only 5% of the people had that. Yeah. The only one I got wrong, how many total points, was 51 to 55, so I got that right. Which team will win and how many points? I said Chiefs by 10+, and I got that right. The only one I got wrong was how many total touchdowns, passing or rushing or receiving, will Mahomes have, and I picked 4, and he came out with 3.
3, yeah, wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, right there.
I mean, story of my life. This is the gambler. This is any story for gambler.
Well, right.
The story. I'm not saying anything new, but I was kind of impressed with myself to go 5 out of 6 on those. They were kind of a little bit unusual questions and had wide open answers you could pick. And I mean, I came out pretty good on those. So
there's 500,000 people saying the same thing right now, saying the same shit. Like, I had 5. I had 4 out of 5. I didn't have that many. I don't even know who I picked.
Well, not 20, not 500,000, but hey, man, I came out 20th. Well, there's only 19. There's only 19 people that got 6.
I get hit.
I know that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't one. Right. I know that.
All right. Funny. So Sharon's been on this little like new medication. She's got a little bit of like diabetes issues she's dealing with, but she's on this new medication. And one of the things is, you know how when it comes up on the TV and it's saying, you know, like an increased urge to gamble and stuff like that. So she's like, she's like, man, I hope this isn't, you know, because I picked this orange Gatorade and shit. You know, I hope this isn't becoming a thing. You know, that's becoming a thing. I was like, it doesn't matter because you won.
That's right. It's a good thing.
Gambling, gambling is only a problem. Listen, first of all, we want to say that this is for entertainment purposes only. Okay.
Purposes only. Right. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gambling issues only occur when you're losing at gambling.
Absolutely.
I mean, it occurs when you're betting too much for what you can handle. But really, it really is only an issue if you're losing. Nobody That's ever correct. Calls the number and says, "Holy shit, man! You know, 1-800-GAMBLER help."
Right.
And goes, "Oh man, I just won $10,000 on the Super Bowl.
I'm winning way too much money.
Please help me. I got a problem." Nobody ever does that.
No, it's not gonna happen.
You only make that call when you're getting hammered. So I said, just if you start losing, that's one thing. But for now, you're winning, so it's no big deal. But nobody ever makes that 1-800 call or goes and says, "Hello everybody at the meeting," and says, "Listen, my name is Steve Smith and I'm a gambler and I just won $10,000 in the Super Bowl." Nobody in the meeting is saying that.
I just sent my kids to school on my winnings from Aqueduct.
Yeah. We're going on a family trip to Disney World next week.
Right.
I think I really got a problem.
Right.
So,
it's true. Right.
So just with the Super Bowl bets we had and with stuff we've been doing, like I said, we got NBA we play. If you check our Instagram and our Twitter every week, every day really. I mean, tonight we had Providence. They were a winner. We had like Purdue, West Virginia, they're all looking pretty good in college hoops tonight.
West Virginia's rolling.
Yeah. So we put up every day. We put up
NBA
picks.
NBA last night. We had the Nuggets, pretty big. That came in. That was fairly easy.
Dig it. So I mean, check our Instagram and our Twitter every day, and we put up stuff. And don't forget to keep an eye out for Scott Wheatley's horse racing picks every week too. He's got stuff coming up with this Kentucky Derby, all that kind of stuff. So it's great. Also, Webb, I saw up. We have a lot of listeners up there in New Jersey because sports books are kind of new to New Jersey right now. So they had an article I saw today. They actually lost New Jersey sports book lost money on the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl? All right. I mean, to me, that's fine. Maybe one game, but I didn't know if it said that or if it said just
for the season
gambling in general, because it's a virtual impossibility for them to lose any money on that. Leave it to Jersey to fuck something up like that. It's literally a license to print money.
Right. I could see maybe on one game shit happens. Maybe people are listening. We got a big contingent up there in New Jersey. Maybe a lot of people heard us say Kansas City. Kansas City all day.
We swayed it. That's right. We broke AC.
You know, maybe broke them down. Broke them down. Monmouth Park, all of it. Hey,
that's right.
Hey, send me a check, man. I'll start. We'll start making analyses.
I'll go the other way. That's right.
Yeah.
I'll be your guy.
Listen, I can be bought. We don't have that many listeners.
We are for sale.
I'll send it the other way if you think we have that much of a pull.
Right. No doubt. Right.
Nah, don't. I'm just don't listen to me, folks. I wouldn't do that to you. We're here for you. But
for the people.
Yeah, so New Jersey sports books, they kind of took. I don't know if it was for the year. I think it was. I thought it was for the Super Bowl, but maybe if it's for the year, that's terrible because
if it's for the Super Bowl, I can kind of understand it. Right. I've read it. I thought it was that they lost. They paid out more than they think, and that is a. If you and I opened up a shop right now and became bookmakers, we had anything over 20 players. There's. It's a virtual impossibility to lose. To pay out more than we take in. First of all, you lose more if you lose than you win. So you're winning 10% right off the bat. So it had to be just on the suit. But leave it to New Jersey to fuck something up like that.
No doubt. So, yeah, so we'll keep an eye out. We're going to be doing all the stuff every day. We put picks on out every day. Right now, for the week, we're number 4 on sportswatchmonitor.com for the week. And look, the year's just starting. We're going to keep battling, keep doing the NBA, NCAA, NHL, base MLB when it starts, and keep plugging away and try and get our name up in lights for the year on that. So,
yeah, any questions during a game that's coming up, or you know, hit us up and we'll get back to you ASAP with picks for that night or the next day, whatever.
Yep, and like you say, if you have any issues with what we're doing, let us know. Let us have it. We'll have you on the show. I'll be happy to bring you on the show. You can let us do it. You can tell us right to our face what you think of our picks. So if you're really losing, but all right, don't forget we got that XFL starting soon. Web, they got some real names.
What are you gonna do, Smith? You don't have a New Orleans contingent there. Who's gonna dominate our conversations with New Orleans?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say this real quick. The odds for next year's Super Bowl winners are out already. We'll put it that way. And I want to let Nick Perrone know. Congratulations. We're all at 0-0. We're all everybody's tied. Right. The Jets are right back in it. And if he thinks we're taking too much Saints shit since now it's the off season. Like my teams were there. Like the Saints were 13-3. LSU was undefeated. You know, even if I wanted to talk about a little bit tonight about Zion and the NBA, but I don't want to get that Homer shit going on too much. It's a good story. It's a good story. But you know, Zion is kicking some butt. But
I don't know where they hit all them threes last night and they didn't do anything for us the Super Bowl afternoon. They couldn't throw a ball into the ocean. And
yeah, that was a terrible way to start.
Ball we took was the 4-for-4 last night. Came out firing.
Yeah, but they got killed. That's what I was going to talk about the NBA a little bit. You know, getting towards the All-Star break, man, the Bucks and the Greek Freak whooped some ass on the Pelicans the other night. They're really good.
That's the East is over. It's going to be. The Bucks in the East, and then I guess either one of the LA teams. I do like the Nuggets as well. I think it'd be out of those three in the West, but the Bucks are just head and shoulders above everybody else. I mean, the East has the Sixers are okay, the Heat are okay, the Celtics are okay. And the good thing is they're all pretty young, those teams. So the NBA's looking good. In the West, too, they're pretty young. Even when LeBron goes, and then the Pelicans are up and coming. The Jazz are pretty good. The Mavs are pretty good. So there's some decent teams and they're fun to watch too.
We're right in that the NBA trade deadline is fast approaching. I think Iguodala got picked up by the Heat today.
I think they're waiting for that. Yeah.
I think there was some kind of issues with him and the other Grizzlies players or something. Something weird was going with that. And then there was a big 4-team trade the other night between the Rockets, the Hawks, the Timberwolves, and the Nuggets. I don't know if there's any names on here that's going to make or break anybody this year, but we'll see what
Capella
happens.
Was big. I mean, he's a big young guy, big center.
In New Orleans here, Jrue Holiday is a name that comes up a lot, but I think they're probably going to, unless a huge deal comes in for him, I think they're going to keep him here with the young guys and let this group play. Man, I'm real excited. This New Orleans team plays a real exciting basketball now with Zion in there, and he's still out of shape, but he's getting himself back in. But man, when he makes a move to the hole, he's explosive. And he's tough. This team is a good young team. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean Zion is. You look at him. A dude was born to play basketball. He can do everything. He said he's just trying to figure it out. He's only played. I mean, a handful of games. Has it even been 10 games? I don't even think so.
No, I don't think it's been 10 games. It might have only been 5 or something. But
right.
Brandon Ingram's having an all-star year. Mm-hmm. Ball is playing well. Like I said, Jrue Holiday, and they got that kid out of Texas. That just can jump out of the gym. Is playing real good.
Oh, Hayes.
It's a fun young team to watch. So, but obviously the Bucks and the Lakers between the East and the West seem kind of head and shoulders above everybody else right now. I guess the West is a little more wide open. Like you said, the Bucks definitely are the cream of the crop. The East.
Oh, the Bucks are in the, and then they got the two Lakers, Clippers, and then maybe I do. Like I said, I do like the Nuggets team. I like their coach. So I'll see. I mean, I don't know if they're as good as the two LA teams, especially at full strength. But we'll see. I mean, that's going to be something that's interesting to watch. And I am hoping, like you said, it fixes in, maybe get those Pelicans Pels into that eight spot and have them play LeBron and AD 1-8. That would be something, you know, worth our time, I think.
And as far as the NHL goes, looks like in the East, the Bruins and the Capitals are probably looking mm-hmm. like maybe the best of that bunch. And then they got St. Louis and Vancouver in the West kind of playing better than everybody else, it seems.
Yeah, that could still, I mean, as it gets closer, they had their All-Star game. As we get wind down, we can kind of hone it down a little bit more. I think we did pick the Bruins, possibly, maybe the Preds, and I think maybe I had, Toronto, maybe they seem to be like they may be a little bit overrated. And then the West, we had the Kings too, maybe. I'm not sure. We'll have to go back and check the tape.
All right, going back to the NFL, we got, I think I was in square pools, Web, from coast to coast. I had stuff in New Orleans.
Sure
I had stuff online. I had stuff in yep. New Jersey. I had stuff. I had square. Rock I had Gorgeous. Square everywhere. Square. I could have got a square. And I think we hit one. We had one come out where we got our money back. So that was cool.
Yep.
Anyway,
kind of pushed on a big one at least. That one. Yeah, we were waiting for that one too. We had
all day. We had the 6-0, and it was one of those ones that every time somebody scores, you get paid. So all we needed was the team to score a touchdown to get to six, and it just the other team would kick a field goal before it happened, and we'd be screwed.
I told my guy today, actually, I'm like, one of these years you're going to give us 0-0 because 0-0 gets paid. I had to make, I don't know, 50 grand, something like that, 60 grand probably.
That would be nice. So, all right, we can look at if you just because we love the NFL so much and we don't want to let it go, but we know it's time to put the NFL to bed for a little bit, but it won't
right.
be long.
Right.
It won't be long before the combine and the draft
and
free agent, the first free agent period and all that kind of stuff. But just if you're looking just into next year's odds, Kansas City Chiefs, what I'm looking at right here, is the favorite so far to go on and win the Super Bowl next year. They're at about plus 650. And the Redskins are last at, it looks like, 1,500-1.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. Yeah, the Redskins, the Bengals, the Dolphins are the worst, it looks like, or worst odds.
Fighting Nick Perones are at 700-1.
7,000-1, isn't it? Yeah, 7,000.
Well, it's plus 7,000, so that's really like 700-1.
700, right, yep, correct, right. correct. Yep, they're fighting Nick Perones. Yeah, that's about where they'll finish, I think. The Chiefs, obviously, they should be the favorite. They have Mahomes. The Ravens are second, right? That makes sense, I guess. The Niners make some sense, too. I don't know how you have your Saints next, though. I mean, so they're saying that it's going to be the fourth year in a row they're going to have double-digit wins and get through. I mean, if Breeze comes back, first of all, and gets hurt, there's no way they're going to go 5-0. That's not one that I agree with them being up there. That's a number.
That's got to be assuming Breeze is coming back.
Well, no doubt.
Because there's no way that you put them as number four if they're playing with somebody else, obviously.
Right, yeah. And then the New England, I guess you got to have them there. And I don't know how you put the Cowboys after that, a new coach and what's going on there. I don't, you know, I still got Aaron Rodgers in my head. He's 220-1. So that's a decent one there for me in Seattle and right there too. So those are two I'd kind of focus on maybe.
Yep. So, I mean, when you look at the list, it's the same as usual. The NFL has three or four teams that are good. They have three or four teams that are bad, and everybody else.
Right. Right. Just in the middle. Some jambalaya.
So, moving on, pitchers and catchers. Report to camp next week. Huge deal this week. I love it. The Boston Red Sox sent Mookie Betts out of town.
That was big.
Sent him to the Dodgers. I love it. Sent him as far away as you can get to me. This kid, 27 years old, could be the best player in baseball. Best all-around player in baseball right now.
I mean, he's out there for sure. Top five, definitely top 10, I guess, right? I don't know what's the Red Sox are doing. I don't know. I guess the centerpiece wasn't even Mookie Betts. It was the other kid that came back. Is that right? I mean, I wasn't too familiar with him. I guess that's supposed to be he's going to be the future. So, that the Dodgers seem like they do something big like this every year and still can't get over that final hump. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But I like Mookie Betts. I like the Dodgers. I'm excited for him if it's good. I'm a Kershaw fan too. I like to see him get a ring maybe. So
I was just gonna say maybe someday Kershaw will pitch good in the playoffs and maybe that'll get him over the top. It seems like I don't know if I just have too high of expectations for Kershaw, but it just seems like whenever he pitches in the playoffs, I'm a little bit let down by doesn't come out and just shut. But sometimes they overextend him and they have him coming out of relief and doing all this other shit. Right. And sometimes rest. I just feel like, man, he didn't really show out the way I thought he would do. But I think he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for a long time. I just feel like when it comes down to it in the biggest of things, he just doesn't live up to my expectations. But right now, looking at preseason odds, Yankees and Dodgers are kind of like flip-flopping between who's the favorites to win it all. The Astros, the cheating Astros, are number three. And then all the way, if you want to go down to the bottom, has teams like the Marlins and the Royals and Tigers.
That's interesting. They still have the talent, the Astros. I mean, those guys, the players are all still there. So that's interesting. The Yankees have got to be, right up there with Gerrit Cole and especially with that porch in left field. The Yankees are going to be good, as per usual. So I would say Yankees and Dodgers, but how hard is that to? That's the hardest thing to say.
Right. So take the two favorites going in all the time and go for
right.
it. But.
Right.
But we'll see. Even I found funny the Mets on this list that I'm looking here all the way up at number five on this list. I don't know. That's your boys, right?
That's probably some East Coast bias there. And it's also, maybe it's a function of that division, but I don't know. Washington just won it and Philly's pretty good. Atlanta's pretty good. So I'm not sure, where that's coming from. That's really a team that needs to prove something. They do have the pitching. So we'll see though.
Cool. All right. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, just wanted to get it out there. Everybody, we know football's behind us. We're going to do some fun things. We're going to have some people on. Listen, reach out to us. Send us messages to call us assholes, whatever you want to do. We'll have you on. We'll start picking an asshole of the week award. I think Antonio Brown pretty much wrapped that up for all football season long. He came out this week and said he owes a big apology to the NFL and all this other stuff. I think he's just realizing, like, holy shit, I let a whole year go by. I thought I was going to do one of those things like that, like that run it like Le'Veon Bell, but it's not working. It's not working out that way. Nobody's like calling my phone anymore or anything.
I saw Baker Mayfield came out and said he put his foot in his mouth a couple times during the season. No shit. Obviously. Wow. Captain Obvious.
I do kind of like the commercials. I forget what kind of commercial. I don't even know what it's for.
Yeah, the one with the toilet bowl is good.
Yeah, yeah. He's mowing the grass. He's having a party. Right, right.
And then with the lights.
Right. So that's pretty good stuff. But and then you also have a National Signing Day for college football was today. Obviously, saw LSU and Tulane had pretty solid days. LSU is going to need a lot. They lost a lot of coaches, a lot of players,
they lost.
All kinds of stuff. But hey, if you're going to be a big dog, that's what's going to happen. Certainly, Clemson and Alabama, they lose a lot of players every year, and that
every year. That's right. They reload. That's it. I mean, if you want to run with the big dogs in the tall grass, you got to come right back.
Right. I saw early Heisman numbers. For 2020, Joe Burrow's replacement is Miles Brennan. He's 25-1. Your buddy Bo Nix over there to Auburn. He's 25-1. Etienne is 20-1. The running back from Clemson. But the odds-on favorite, of course, is Lawrence from Clemson is only 4-1 to win the Heisman.
That's probably that's even going to go the other way. That's going to get worse and worse. I don't see anybody. I mean, that dude is another one just born to do it. What they didn't have what's his name? Eric King on there? The dude who transferred?
No, where did he transfer to?
Did he go to Miami?
I think he went to Miami.
Yeah.
No, did not see him. Did not see him on there.
Interesting. And what about Justin Fields? He had to be on there.
Well, I don't know. I didn't look. I just wrote down a couple. Hey, man, I'm doing work. I'm doing work here. I wrote down a couple. We might thought,
you got to get the intern. You got to get Perrone on.
And look, Nick Perrone, if you want to be, you want the Jets to be on here more. We need more information. get do us a little like Scott Wheatley. He's been writing us up that thing every week. If Nick wants to come on, we can bring him on a little bit. He can be like our Jets correspondent. Kind of like how Sal Palantonio over there for the Eagles.
Yeah,
Yeah. We can do that. So just let us know. But anybody else, listen, reach out to us. We'll have you on. We got all time. But look, man, it's that time. College hoops is heating up. The conference stuff is getting going strong. NBA, we're heading into the All-Star break. March Madness right around the corner. Baseball, we got lots more to do. So we'll have psychics. We'll have voodoo priests. We'll have witch doctors, whatever we need to do to get wins in here. But now it's just time to keep on winning, keep chugging along, and we'll go from there. Webb, you got anything else you want to discuss today or anything you think you're beefing about?
NFL pick here. Let's see who we got. I guess I'm going to have to go. I don't want to go with the chalk, but I'm going to go with the Dallas Renegades to win the XFL Bowl or whatever it is.
Oh, we're predicting. We're predicting.
Yeah, let's pick one. Yes, I'm all only right. basing that on Landry Jones and Bob Stoops. That's where that's coming from. Not, all right, not
I'm trying to find
Dallas.
XFL. I had it up here.
They're plus 250, minute. And then DC Defenders are plus 300. Tampa Bay Vipers plus 300.
You took the Houston team with Bob Rock. Stoops?
That's the team I picked, yeah, and Landry Jones.
Oh, man, I like it. All right, let me see.
What team did we say Cordell Jones was on?
Is he on DC? Or you pick
DC? I think that's what you said. No, I'm taking Dallas. I'm going with the Dallas right now with Bob Stoops and Landry Jones. And I know all these guys, the coaches are well known. June Jones is coaching a team, we said. Kevin Gilbride, who got beat up by Buddy Ryan, is coaching a team. Mark Trestman's coaching a team. So there is some well known. It's going to be a lot of scoring. I'll say that.
I think, did we say DC was the team with Cordell Jones on it?
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. That might be my team. Let me see. What's the other cities? Dallas?
Dallas, DC, Tampa, Houston, LA, New York, Seattle, and St. Louis. I know he's not on New York.
All right. I'm going with DC. I'm going with Cordell Jones. That's the Ohio State guy, right?
Yes. Yep. All right.
Well, all right. DC is my team.
I was tempted to take Jim Zorn and the Seattle Dragons, but the Bob Stoops thing got me.
I like Stoops.
Stoops
fan.
That's a good one.
All right. I'm going with Cordell Jones. I'm DC. If we find out Cordell is on a different team, I'll let you know.
We got to switch it up.
All right, real quick. Thank you, John Groh, for the bumper music. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Don't forget, sportswatchmonitor.com is monitoring all our picks. We got Instagram. Check our Instagram and our Twitter every day for, I think we got like eight picks on air today. So it's no need to wait for Saturdays and Sundays for big games. We got games every night. We got games. And Devin's going to explain to us how to do the YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Devin. Thank you everybody for listening. It was a great football season. Don't stop listening now. Please tell some friends, keep listening. We're going to keep doing fun stuff. We're going to have some guests on here soon. We're going to do all kinds of different stuff. We're trying to think of, hey, if you got some suggestions, things you want to hear, things you think would be funny, things you want us to do, let us know. And Webb, take us out.
Brick by brick, baby. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Lots of good stuff coming. More winners.